Hi, I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan, and we're from the Sweet and Salty Roundabout, also known as
The Junkies. So please tune in. If you're listening to Ingridopedia with Ben and Emily, you'll probably like our show.
Yeah.
We do. We talk about lollies, chips, chocolate.
Yeah. They probably talk about better food than we do. They've a better got some, class of food.
They've got some great episodes here. I've just been having a bit of a listen. Very good. In fact, I'm going to steal some of the ideas. Anyway, whatever.
If you need a sugary break, switch over to The Junkies.
The Junkies, where you find all your podcasts.
Ben, I've been haunted by a raspberry cake.
Really?
Yeah, it's following me around the internet. Oh. Absolutely disgusting
haunted
me.
Haunted on the internet, yes. Yep, yep, yep.
So I love raspberries, but there's this cake that's completely covered in them. Like the top, the sides, everything. But the raspberries are upside down. So the hole at the top of the raspberry is showing, like all over the cake.
That's just indecent.
I know. It's like, it's really like triggering my trypophobia, like the fear of like clusters of holes. And I don't like it one bit.
Okay. Let's try and keep things nice for the next half hour or so. Hi, you're listening to Ingridopedia, Australia's most unhinged food podcast. My name's Ben Burchell and I'm here with my opponent slash co-host, Emily Naismith. Hi, Em.
Hello, Ben. Today we're talking about raspberries.
Now, raspberries, I haven't done any research. Are they actually a berry? I know there's all this like bananas a berry, a strawberry's not.
Really?
Is a raspberry a...
I don't know. I don't care.
All right.
Let's talk about fun stuff.
All right. Let's fight.
Ben, I love chatting biscuits. We discussed our shared passion for Venetians before.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was that my passion or was I just okay with them?
Oh.
And I prefer Kingston's.
You don't have to, but like you like them.
I like
They've
them.
Got like white chocolate.
Yeah.
I assume that, okay, whatever. Like, don't like them. I don't, it's not the point.
I just can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah. They're great.
Venetians aside, if you had to choose a raspberry jam containing biscuit, what's your pick?
Well, I mean, is it just the raspberry? I mean, I know that when I was a kid, my mum used to do these things with like, what are those raspberry biscuits that...
Jam fancies?
But they don't have a lid.
A jam tart?
Yeah. And you should do them and then put some whipped cream on them. And that was like a dessert. Jam fancies are good. I'd probably have to say Monte Carlo, though.
It's just Monte Carlo, yeah.
Just that little raspberry hit at the bottom of the cream.
No, that's not even raspberry.
I was angered you. What have I?
I don't know. It's just like sticky and like, nah.
Okay, all right.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Again, not the point. But I want to talk about one of the most iconic Australian biscuits featuring raspberry jam, the Iced Vovo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So this is a rectangle biscuit with jam in the middle with pink coconut sprinkled goodness either side of the jam. I've got some.
Oh, okay.
Just going
to
hold
them. Don't try to describe them without looking at them.
Yep. No. Okay. So yes, they're cute. Okay. So I work at Frankie Magazine and so there's Iced Vovo iconography all over the office. Mm-hmm. Like I think I have an Iced Vovo badge. Like it's about as cute as a biscuit can get. But when you eat one, not that satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, I want more than this. And I think the main part of my gripe is that I swear to God the pink parts of the Iced Vovo were once more 3D.
Yeah. I was just looking at it thinking, that's pretty flat.
It's flat. Like, they used to be marshmallow, I swear, and puffy. So I want to look into what happened, how and why they've changed. So I did some research and I thought this was going to be a tale of cost cutting and things never being as good as you remember when you're a kid, blah, blah, blah. But no, completely wrong. Wait for it, Ben. Iced Vovos have always been like this. They've always been flat and not fluffy.
What?
But there was another extremely similar biscuit called Strawberry Mellows.
Yes.
And they looked exactly like an Iced Vovo, but the pink part was like soft little marshmallow pillows. Also dusted in coconut.
Yeah.
So Strawberry Mellows were made by a company called Paradise. And in my opinion, they were the superior biscuit, but you can't get them anymore, which is a real shame. Like, I would love to sink my teeth into a Strawberry Mellow, but The other thing that blew my mind, okay, when you're looking at an iced Vovo, think about the name, iced Vovo. They're called that because the pink part is just icing. Like, it's hard. It's just icing. Yeah. That's why it's hard. It's always been hard.
Wait, but wait, what's a Vovo?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe like a play on coconut. Like Coco Vovo.
That's a stretch.
Well, anyway, whatever. I think my mum always bought us strawberry mallows.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because she's a smart woman. And I just never knew there was another option. And I've like merged two similar biscuit memories together in my head, called them both iced Vovos. Anyway, hereby launching a change.org petition to bring back strawberry mallows.
Yes, they need to come back now that I've remembered that they're gone. Yeah, exactly. And they aren't iced Vovos.
I mean, I can't be bothered setting it up. But if the listener wants to set up the change.org, I'll definitely sign it.
Okay, done.
Are you going to do it?
No. I don't listen to this thing. Emily, there's one food product that we talk about possibly more than any other on Ingridipedia.
Anchovies.
Product.
Chili oil.
Product, like a brand.
Kewpie.
No, actually, yeah. Maybe it's number 8 on the list, but Twisties.
Yeah, Twisties.
We talk about Twisties a lot. Yeah. We've done, like, you made chicken stock out of chicken Twisties.
Yeah, I did.
And what else? We've done some, we've talked about Twisties.
I talked about like how I spent my life denying myself chicken Twisties because they're uncool, but I actually really love them.
Yeah, yeah. So Twisties we talk about a lot. But the question would be, why on earth am I talking about Twisties on our raspberry episode?
Well, Ben, I think it's because they're raspberry Twisties and I really wanted to buy them, but I couldn't find them anywhere.
Okay, just hold on. Hold on a second. Let me go through my notes here.
Okay.
Earlier this year, as you mentioned, as part of their Twisted range, Twisties put out raspberry-flavoured Twisties. It's not their first foray into sweet. There was apparently a sweet butter toffee variety in 2001, a sours range in 2015 that seemed to be a lemon-lime sour vibe.
Yuck.
Overseas in Thailand, there's a choco-banana-flavoured Twisty.
Oh, gosh.
And coffee. In Malaysia and on the shelves right now, there's a Donut King cinnamon donut variety.
I wouldn't go near them.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, so don't go near them. Don't go near them. This is the cinnamon.
Oh, I'm scared.
Donut variety Twisty.
I'm scared.
No.
It's just like you've got a twisty shape in your mouth.
Yeah.
You want it to taste like cheese or chicken.
You don't want it to taste
You don't want it to taste like a 5% of a donut.
Yeah. It's like a disappointing donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's those ones. Back to raspberry. So from Taste Magazine earlier this year, the article says, "We know this sounds like an April Fool's joke." It kind of does. "But we can confirm that this news is the real deal. Late last year, Twisties asked Aussie chip fans which flavour they'd like to see on shelves. Cheesy bacon, cheeseburger, or twisted raspberry."
Okay.
Maybe it's because the other two were really boring, but it won by 6,000 votes. And the berry-flavoured option took the crown and is now officially in the works. This is from earlier this year. I think they launched in about April this year.
Yeah.
What will it taste like? So far, we've been told by a Twisty spokesperson that twisted raspberry flavour is set to have taste buds tingling with its juicy, sweet and sherbet flavour. Is it weird that we're kind of excited for this? Yes, it is, Taste Magazine. It is weird. On delivery, reviews were mixed. This is from an article from 7 News. "I love raspberry. I love Twisties. This is an abomination. Mm-hmm. They're savoury, not sweet. Burn them all, I say," wrote one fan on Twitter. "What is this atrocity? Apparently a raspberry sherbet flavour," another wrote. "This is so wrong on many levels," another added. I've got a video here from Russ Eats, who's a TikToker.
"It's fucking weird. It starts off really sour, but then towards the end it tastes exactly like raspberry jam on toast or corn thins, mainly corn thins. So if you've had this, you've tried this before. I don't know. I don't want to keep eating them, so I'm only going to give them a 5 out of 10, but they're okay."
So Russ gave them a 5 out of 10. Yeah, wouldn't keep eating them.
Yeah.
Not interested. So, as you mentioned, the limited run is finished. They're not in stores anymore.
I'm so excited. It looks like you might have them.
But today is your lucky day.
Where'd you find them?
on the internet. They've flown down from Queensland.
Oh my gosh.
From some lolly
site. How much
site.
Did it cost?
Don't worry about money. Don't worry about money, by the way. Ingridipedia is not making any money this month. The fan-voted limited edition Life's Pretty Straight Without Twisties Twisted Raspberry.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Look at that.
Did you have them
the thing of beauty.
When they were out earlier
no,
this year?
No, I didn't even know about
you
them.
You know what? I actually had them. I can't remember why.
Yeah.
It was like a dare to myself. I'm opening them.
I wonder what color they are.
Oh, no. I can't resell them now that I've opened them.
They're the greasy nest egg.
There you go.
Oh, my God. They're so pink. Oh, my God.
And it's quite telling that the picture on the packet is not of a raspberry. It's of a raspberry lolly, really. And, like, Twizzlers and, yeah.
They are really tangy, that initial tang.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than the donut.
They're so much better than the donut ones.
Like, they're more complex.
See, to me, they actually work pretty
well. Yeah.
The donut ones do not work in any way.
This one makes it feel like less like a twisty and more like a lolly.
Mm.
I think it's the sourness. I don't know. There's less like, chipness about them.
Yeah.
It's more just like sweet. It's like a sweet popcorn kind of,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's got a popcorn vibe. I mean, it is made of corn. Yeah, corn and rice. But there you go. I'd give it slightly more than 5 out of 10 Russ Eats.
Well, if cheese twisties are 10 out of 10,
yep.
Chicken twisties are 11 out of 10. This
Donut King is a 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. Yeah. I reckon this is 5 or 6.
Okay. Maybe we agree with Russ Eats. They didn't need to last any longer than they lasted. I didn't need to spend an exorbitant amount getting it flown down from Queensland, almost making me late to the recording session while I waited for it to arrive in my letterbox.
I tried to buy them as well, and they said that they were available on DoorDash, but then they weren't available on DoorDash.
No, you needed to send away interstate, apparently.
Mm.
So enjoy.
Well done.
Enjoy my nest egg. I'll tell my kids they're not going to college.
In primary school, what did you call the short break before lunch?
I don't know why you ask me questions about primary school all the
time. I'm obsessed with nostalgia.
It was so long ago. I'm very old.
I remember everything from that period, so that just baffles me. But okay.
I called it, it was either like play lunch or recess.
Yeah, I called it play lunch. And what was your favorite thing to eat at play lunch?
You could get a 20-cent bag of savory shapes. And sometimes I was allowed to buy them from the canteen.
So is this like a fun size thing?
No, it's just like
a box.
They would put would put them in a little paper bag. They would just like section them out and sell them. This is a similar canteen, different school, but a similar canteen that sold half a pie in a roll. Like they were being frugal.
Wait, what flavor did you say?
Savory.
Oh,
I don't even know if barbecue shapes were around then.
Oh, yeah, true. I should know that, didn't we? Savory shapes were the first shapes.
They were,
maybe.
Yeah. So this is the early 1950s. So, was it savory shapes?
Yeah. Or turkey.
Yeah.
true. Well, that's disgusting. My favorite little snack that my mum packed me in my lunchbox were these little pink cakes that were covered in coconut. They kind of looked like a Lamington, filled with fake cream. So they were like a pink Lamington, but more rounded, and they were individually wrapped in plastic, and they were just so, so, so good. And they don't sell them anymore, and I don't know what they are.
Is this going to be another change.org petition?
Oh, probably. But I liked the taste, but I'm also just very drawn to things that are pale pink. Like there's something in my brain that just triggers the desire to eat when I see something the right shade of pale pink. Like I have got two pale pink couches and I just want to eat them.
You eat the couches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I've never known what these pink Lamingtons were, but then I was researching for this episode, looking at things that are made with raspberry jelly, and I came across a picture of these cakes, and they're called jelly cakes.
Ah.
And they're made with raspberry jelly, or strawberry jelly, but raspberry jelly. So they're an Australian thing, and I've made some. So this is kind of, I've made like a version. It doesn't have, it's not like the lo-fi version that I got from the actual supermarket, but these are like the fancy versions.
Yeah.
So it's like two little bits of sponge with cream in the middle. So they're a Country Women's Association recipe.
Of course they are.
Of course. And what you do is you make the raspberry jelly, but you only let it set in the fridge for about 1.5 hours. So it's not a liquid, but it's not like a hard jelly.
Yeah.
And then you make these little cupcakes. You're supposed to use a gem iron. I don't know what a gem iron is. I think it's an old-fashioned thing, but it makes like little rounded cakes.
Okay.
But I used a cupcake tin. And once the cakes are cool, you roll them in this half-set raspberry jelly, which makes the cakes turn pink, and then you roll them in coconut. So I did like a wet hand and a dry hand, like when you're deep frying stuff, and it kind of worked. They're really cute. And you can join them together with whipped cream. And I made a little chantilly cream because I'm fancy.
They look amazing. they look like something that you would buy from a cake stall at a Royal Agricultural Show.
Oh, thank you.
or they'd just be handing them out in the Frankie offices. Either way, they're like super cute. Yeah. Did you make the sponge?
Yeah.
Very good. Very light.
I used the old-fashioned recipe.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious. Mm. How much is it like the jelly cakes of your youth?
It's not as good, I don't think, because I think they had more sugar and they were like more like refined sugar. Like this obviously has refined sugar.
And there's no way that would have been real cream.
No, it was fake cream. So, yeah, I'm proud that I made something delicious because I do make some questionable things for this podcast. But, I mean, the Country Women's Association would never lead us astray.
They would not. And I can attest to the fact that that was delicious. Thank you, Country Women's Association. Thank you, Emily. Okay, Em, what colour is a raspberry?
Red.
Yeah, indeed. And they also come in white and yellow varieties. Yeah. But today I want to talk about a very different kind of raspberry. I want to talk about blue raspberry.
What
not
is
the
a
natural
blue
kind,
raspberry?
A very, very, very unnatural flavor.
Yeah. What is this?
Well, it's a flavor that seems to be prevalent in the US, particularly in like candy and lollies, icy poles and slushies and drinks.
Yeah.
That weird viral prime energy drink.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, that has a blue raspberry flavor, of course.
Do you reckon the blue Gatorade is blue raspberry flavor here? I looked into it. It's like,
I think it's just called like Blue Rush.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't really know what it is. I was trying to find that out.
Mm. So it just doesn't appear. Life. It's not like I had a look on the shelves. I couldn't really find any mainstream lollies or drinks that really have it in Australia. But in America, it's all over the place. So I do have some things for you here that I'll get you to taste while I talk to you about, you know, and the big questions that it brought up for me are like, where does it come from? Does it have any basis in nature? Very short one on that one is kind of, but not really. There are varieties of raspberries that are blue, but they don't taste anything like this. And what does it taste like? And you're going to help me out with that. Michael Y. Park, writing in Bon Appetit, describes the taste as a lovely shade of antifreeze that tastes like a jug of corn syrup decided to attempt suicide by vitamin C overdose.
Okay.
So I want to see if you agree with that. I've got some Ghostbusters Slimer Goo squeeze candy here.
Thank you.
I want you to have a little taste of that. I've also got some blue raspberry sour punch straws. Now, these are going to be a sour version, but.
Okay. This Slimer goo looks like toothpaste. You could easily
get
it confused.
It's the kind of stuff that my kid would buy if I took him to that very lolly shop.
What do you do? Just squeeze it in.
Squeeze it and you go, yep. Or I don't know. There's a spoon. You maybe put it on the spoon if you want to be.
Mmm. That tastes like when you get a spider and the syrup they use isn't fully mixed in. I used to get Blue Heaven, but it's also sour. I used to get Blue Heaven milkshakes as my thing.
Yeah, there's a bit like of citrus that. To it. I also have some blue raspberry lemonade flavored Kool-Aid, but it was actually unsweetened. You've got to add a heap of sugar. I haven't made that for you, but you know, some nice,
that's nice
packaging
thank
for you,
you
to have a look at. So I want to talk while we're kind of reflecting on what blue raspberry tastes like. I want to talk about where it came from. The story of, for that, I'm going to go back to the article in Bon Appetit by Michael Y. Park. The story of Blue Raspberry begins in the 1950s when there were already questions about the safety of FD&C Red No. 2, otherwise known as Amaranth, which was a colouring. Red No. 2 is a darker shade of wine red that was then used for raspberry-flavoured products. Or should we say, what we've come to accept as the artificial flavour that stands for raspberry, according to Jerry Bowman, Executive Director of the Flavour and Extract Manufacturers Association of the United States. According to Jerry Bowman, the flavour profile of raspberry was actually developed using mostly esters of banana, cherry and pineapple variety. We've talked about banana flavouring. It doesn't even taste like real, like the bananas that we eat. So basically raspberry flavouring has nothing to do with raspberries, but it's the flavour that we've come to accept as raspberry flavouring. So not really raspberry, and pretty soon it's not red either, because in 1960 a new law was passed, the Food Additives Amendment, that made food colourings more regulated, and you had to be more specific about what food additives you were using. And that Red No. 2, despite a positive 1957 study, later research continued to link the dye to illnesses, including a 1971 Soviet study that blamed it for cancer.
So wait, now we're on the blue one.
We're on the red one still.
Oh, okay.
In the face of years of growing consumer concerns, the FDA reversed decades of insistence that Red No. 2 was safe and banned it outright, noting that there was significant evidence that the dye caused tumours in lab rats. Mm. It says here Red No. 2 is still used in the UK.
Okay, that's fine.
So 1960, this new bill comes in, and basically it's becoming much harder to use this red raspberry flavouring.
Yeah,
so companies are starting to be a bit clever about it. So the same year that the Food Additives Amendment became law, in 1958, on April 7, an article in a periodical called the Billboard Outdoor Amusement Directory mentions a new blue raspberry flavour for snow cones promoted by a Cincinnati company called Gold Medal, which to this day sells shaved ice snow cones with a K and popcorn machines for concession stands and snack vendors. This 1958 story was the earliest reference to the flavour blue raspberry that they were able to dig up for this article. Later, that blue raspberry flavour was picked up by snow cone manufacturer Icy, and according to the article, Americans suck down some 132 million 16-ounce blue raspberry Icies every year. So that's why the flavour is so prevalent. And it wasn't to remain relegated to the freezer aisle forever. They're now Blue Raspberry Twizzlers, the Blue Raspberry Jolly Ranchers, among other candies. I've got, Sours there. We've obviously got the Ghostbusters goo. It's in drinks.
It seems like Blue Raspberry is sour, like really sour.
It's got a sourness to it. It seems to, like, based on that description by Michael Park, that, corn syrup and vitamin C. So it got a bit of a sharpness there. I guess the big question that comes out of it is like, okay, fine. They couldn't really use red because you needed to go a deeper red than cherry or strawberry were already using.
Mm.
But why blue?
Yeah. And if you're trying to be like safe and healthy, I would say blue is a lot worse than just in general.
I don't think it was
red.
Being safe and healthy. It was just more like being like, steering away from the one that was giving rats cancer.
Okay.
And from the same article, according to Nadia Berenstein, a University of Pennsylvania food historian, she says that kids are drawn to bright, simple colours, and blue was what she calls the final frontier for food colouring. It may have simply been a matter of what flavour got to claim it. Raspberry just happened to be that lucky fruit.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, heaps of kids are going to say blue is their favourite colour, and there's like no blue food. So,
so raspberry took it.
Licensed to make money.
Well, raspberry / banana esters, cherry and pineapple flavouring took it.
Yeah, I don't agree with you on that. Like, raspberry flavouring tastes like raspberries to me.
Well, maybe that's because your eyes tell you that
true,
it is.
True. Well, thanks for the snacks.
No problem. Tumory.
Ben, did your kids go through a berry era that financially bankrupted you as a family?
They kind of still are.
Yeah. Same with my son. Like, there's sometimes where we go through like a punnet of raspberries a day or blueberries a day. And they're so expensive. Do you have like a mental limit of what's too expensive to buy a punnet of raspberries?
Honestly, I just close my eyes and just go, it's not worth the arguments. Let's just buy them.
Yeah. My mental one's $5, but I've bought them for more when if necessary.
And like if they're organic or they're from somewhere nice, like, yeah, I'll go. Yeah. I'll go more than that sometimes.
Yeah. So sounds like we're both kind of buying lots of raspberries, kind of buying them in bulk, which is risky business because they're so quick to go moldy.
So quick.
Like, honestly, sometimes I check them at the, I always check them at the shop, and when I get home, they've got mold. Like, how the hell did that happen? It's not okay. So I think this is because they might have like a higher water content than other berries. But what is Ingredipedia without hacks? So I have a hack so your raspberries can last longer. So the legitimate hack that's on the internet tells you to wash your berries in water with a little bit of white vinegar, then dry them and store them in the punnet they came in with paper towel at the bottom. But that is like, who the hell is doing
that's
that?
A lot of steps.
That's like more steps than I would wash my hair. But I have a hack that is easy and realistic and achievable and also supports my peanut butter obsession, which is the main thing. So before you put them in the fridge, you just put them in, take them out of the punnet and put them in a glass jar, like an old peanut butter jar. Like a Fix and Fog or a small Mavis jar, perfect size for a punnet of raspberries.
Could it not be a Chotomoto or an Umami Papi?
They would be too small.
Okay.
It could be Pix, but I wouldn't be happy about it. So, basically you don't want too much excess air in there, so go for those sizes. Sure. And, yes, they last so much longer. Why? Don't know. Who can say? That's just boring science, and that's not why you come here, okay? You just come here for the hacks, you come here for the quirky, funny things, and that's what I'm doing.
Appreciate
and it. And history, I guess.
Let's talk about food regulations in the 1950s some more.
You're loving that. Raspberries in the Civil War.
Emily, I had a feeling coming into the raspberry episode that you would be talking about raspberry flavour and mainly because you told me, but, you know, the sugary kind of fake raspberry. But
yeah, I want to talk about snacks.
Yeah, I want to talk about the real flavour of real raspberry, the berry, I assume, not the flavouring, but the fruit. According to specialtyproduce.com, the taste of raspberry can be described as bright and tangy, a sweet tart flavour with earthy, jammy and mouth-puckering nuances. Does that sound about right to you?
Sounds about right.
And according to an article on British Chefs, seems like a very serious website, there's over 200 varieties of raspberry, all of which have varying degrees of sweet, tart and candy-like flavours. This makes them the perfect match for other sweet ingredients such as dark chocolate, strawberries, mangoes, peaches, apricots, lychee and elderflower.
Interesting. I think I've only ever had two types of raspberries that I can remember, like red ones and white ones, I think.
Yeah, but I think there's different varieties of red ones that,
I
have no idea what these are because I didn't bring the whole box. I've just got like a couple here for you. The other thing that the British Chefs article goes into is this, the sort of tangy tart taste of raspberries, not the sweet part that we would normally put in a dessert. We just sort of sugar it up, make it jammy. Mm. That's kind of how a lot of us eat raspberries. But the tangy tart side of it is a whole other taste profile. And they go on to list some herbs and spices that they say bring out the flavour of the berry even more. So, Emily, I have a little taste task for you.
Oh, God. Oh.
I have a blind taste of these five herbs and spices that they've listed, plus a control raspberry that I've got here for you. And you have to tell me which one brings out the flavour of the raspberry. You get bonus points if you can tell me what it is. They're pretty common things. So this one, that's just a raspberry.
So I'm trying to guess what spices.
You can guess what they are, but I just want to know which one makes the berry more berry. They're sort of saying this brings out the flavour of raspberry.
More zingy?
Yeah, I guess more zingy. They're talking about the tangy tart taste of the raspberry.
Okay. So this is the control.
That's a control. That's just a raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first one here. It's a herb. You can maybe get, like, I've got some big chunks of the herb there. You might want to sort of, you'll probably pick this one. It's pretty.
Should I try and smell, even though I don't have any sense of smell? Coming back. I mean, is this one basil?
It is basil.
Mm.
Yeah.
It tastes more earthy.
Yeah, it makes it earthier. doesn't necessarily zing it up. But yeah. Okay, on to the next one. This is a spice.
Okay. I don't know what the spice is.
Mm-hmm. What's it doing to the flavor profile of the raspberry, would you say? Is it bringing it out?
It might be.
Okay. All right.
I'll reserve my judgment.
That was cinnamon.
Yeah, I was going to say cinnamon.
Yeah, which I guess is something that you would typically have with raspberries. Okay, I'm going to go for another herb.
No, it doesn't taste any different to me.
No different?
No.
Okay, it could be that it just didn't integrate because they're kind of big. It's cardamom. So that was a couple of crushed cardamom pods in there. And the last one, another pretty common herb.
Mint.
Yeah. Does it make it more raspberry, less raspberry? Does it do any kind of flavor amplification?
I think it's either this one or this one.
Yeah. Yeah. After the basil, you said it kind of made it a bit more earthy.
Mm.
And I kind of do like that, you know, you do it a lot with strawberries, you know, like strawberries with balsamic reduction and a little bit of basil is a really interesting flavor profile.
I think.
And obviously mint is a pretty good, you know, pairing with desserts and salads and things like that as well, which is another interesting way to eat raspberries.
I think it's either the mint, the basil, or the cinnamon.
Okay. Well, I liked your description of the basil making it more earthy because that is one of the undertones that probably doesn't get explored enough with raspberries because we just like bang it full of sugar and have it with sweet things. So, yeah, okay. I mean...
So what was the one that was like the superpower one?
They just sort of said all of them, you know.
So I wanted to be right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong answer for this one. I'm sorry. This is just more, you know, I think you picked the right answer. You have picked basil, which brings out a different side of raspberries.
Mm.
I think the flip side of the ice vovos that you're about to smash a whole bag off.
True. Coconut pairs well.
True. Okay, so what did we talk about?
Well, I talked about iced vovos and how they're the inferior biscuit to strawberry mellows. And I talked about jelly cakes and made some. And I finished with a little raspberry hack of how you can avoid mold.
Lovely. And I talked about the flavor profile of raspberries and what brings that flavor out. Then I talked about blue raspberry. And then I brought in some my little nest egg of twisted raspberry twisties.
I mean, I'd vote for you because that was very impressive. Like, I really did try it.
You heard it here first.
Well, I guess I did see that website too, but I also don't have any faith. Like, I have time anxiety, so I'm like, oh, it won't arrive in time.
Well, it arrived.
But yeah, you can vote for who you found the most interesting on our Instagram, which is Ingridipedia. And yeah, thanks for listening. See you next time.